like a butterfly and drink like a fish. If you're bent on taking demons down with only a fist, and I've never known anyone who could lose himself in a bigger paper bag.
This is WMFO Medford. You're listening to Tea Time and Tutus with Caroline and Deanna. Yeah, so you just heard Father John Misty, A Bigger Paper Bag.
Excellent song, Caroline.
One of our favorites, yep. And we're joined by two trainees today. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Tori. Anything else?
Whatever you want to say.
I'm a freshman here, and I'm excited to be training.
Yay!
Yeah, hi everyone. I'm Cyrus. I'm a sophomore. Also excited to be here.
Yay, and we're excited to have you both.
Yeah. So you'll be hearing probably a mix of our songs and potentially any songs you guys want to play.
Yeah.
So it'll be
whatever
a fun
we're
day.
Feeling. Yeah. keeping it freeform, as you would say.
Yes, you would say that.
All right, should we play some more songs?
Yeah, let's do it. Happy Monday, everyone.
Stay. wanna feed you. I wanna plead you. I wanna show you, man, that I need you. I want your body till the very last drop. I want you to holler
answer. We are children that need to be loved. We were willing, we came when you called. But man, you fooled.
Hello, hello.
Hey, everybody.
We're back. So you just heard a lot of different music. We listened to Cage the Elephant, Take It or Leave It, Days Are Gone by Haim. We're never sure about the pronunciation.
Every time.
Name. Yeah. Fleetwood Mac, Over My Head. Keith Sweat and Athena Cage, Nobody. And then Pink, What About Us?
A nice mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and we're joined by our third trainee today. Do you want to say hi?
Hi, my name's Benita.
Benita picked the last two songs, so yeah. Props to her for those selections. They're really lovely. Yeah.
Good taste.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're just hanging out here, learning about the station.
Yeah. So I'm like really curious what kind of shows you guys are interested having when you start. I would like, ours is pretty freeform. We talk, we play, like whatever we're feeling that day, but yeah, what are you guys like planning to do?
Yeah. I'm definitely interested in doing the same sort of thing. I like pretty much all types of music, so I just want to kind of have fun with it and play a variety of stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Same thing. Kind of looking for something that's a little more freeform, just being able to play whatever.
Nice.
I want to be able to bring like guests on and kind of just play whatever they want to play, I want to play, have some friendly banter.
It's always good. We have a lot of friendly banter, I think, Deanna.
We definitely do.
I'm going to be playing a variety of music, and I'm also going to have guests on. A lot of my friends are artists, music artists, so I'm going to be bringing them on and playing their music so I can try to promote them more.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Nice. Yeah, that's like so fun with the station, I think, like a community radio, is you get so many different kinds of like shows and music. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, lots of variety.
So much variety.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Should we play some more music? Listen to some more variety of tunes?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
We'll be right back.
fishnets. Now you only get it in your nightdress. Discarded all the naughty nights for niceness. Landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems to fit to the past though. A bloody memory's like an El Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory and those dreams. But as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them all. Flicking through a little book of sex tips. Remember when the bars were all electric? And now when she told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental. Said she wasn't going but she went still. Like a gentleman to be gentle. Was it a mecha double or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever. The best you ever had is just a memory and those dreams. But as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them overflow. Where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you go? Took a left off last lap lane, just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again. You're falling about. You took a left off last lap lane. You were just sounding it out, but you're not.
Right, we are back.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, so you just heard a bunch of things. That was Fluorescent Adolescent from the Arctic Monkeys, Dopamine by Bourne's, Everlasting Light from Black Keys, and Disciples from Tame Impala.
Lovely selection, Deanna.
Thank you. Also, I don't think that mic is on, so if you guys want to share my three. So it's that time of the show today for a special announcement. Take it away.
All right. We got passenger texting while driving prevention PSA. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptexasstoprex.org.
That's a mouthful. That's at the end. Yeah,
an important message.
Yeah, good PSA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the PSAs are a little strange, but that was a good one.
Yeah.
Like there's some about ladder safety.
Yeah. Oh, that's
like
favorite.
There's something lurking in your garage
thing.
Yeah.
And they got, well, they have like a vegetarian one.
Yeah,
some people may get offended, so I don't want to say that.
I like that the ones about thing. Events that are happening, because I'm like, hey, yeah, I would go to this,
like community events.
Yeah,
that's those true. Are good to know about.
Yeah, lots of good stuff. So we are coming up on the end of our show.
Yeah, we're wrapping up.
So we'll play a couple more songs and...
That'll be it.
Yeah. Tune in next week to hear our trainees take over the air.
Woohoo! Awesome. Exciting stuff.
It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, we're all very excited.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, sadly, I will not be here to witness it, but maybe I'll listen live online.
Yes. Actually, will that be either? We'll figure it out.
Yeah. All right, well, we got more good stuff coming up, and we'll see you next week.
Talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, everybody. So true.
Your heart, is this the lovely chance to speak at Godspeed. I break the law once every week to feel your touch. I watch the book to you in bed. Do you feel better? All the same, this just makes me ill. Your name is dripping from my pen, so you're not around to cause I got all trouble. God, now say I'm still under.
Is this temporary? federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.